This episode, Think Your Project Through. Well, we've come on some interesting situations this week, I guess, for lack of a better word. And a lot of it has to do with just the ability for contractors before us to think some of these issues through. We're going to dive into this one. This is a bit of an interesting topic if you haven't experienced these kinds of things. Welcome to the Handyman Pros Radio Show, home improvement and maintenance tips from the pros. Thanks for listening to another edition of the Handyman Pros Radio Show, where our goal is to help save you time, money, and aggravation on your home maintenance and repair. This edition is entitled Think Your Projects Through, and to help me explain its Mr. Thought Process, Johnny takes the thinker pose a lot like this. I'm not going to say where, but anyway, Johnny, what's going
next,
on?
Yeah, next to a fountain at the Vatican. So
that's right. There you go.
There's a guy over there. He's got no clothes on.
Johnny, the visual.
Hey,
brother.
Yeah. Just got off the spaceship. So think your projects through.
Johnny, what's the genesis of this show? You came on one this week that really was made me think about. I had several this week that are the same ilk, for lack of a better word. But tell your story about the one.
Tomorrow I got to go and I got to cut some tile, because what they did originally is they tiled all the way up into the dishwasher. So this guy got a new dishwasher, and they can't get the old one out.
You can't get the old one out.
They tiled right up against it and tiled it in. Yeah, you know, and
And folks, if you've never experienced this, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've seen this, and it sometimes it's easy. Sometimes, you know, with any luck, somebody's put the leg levelers up enough to get you up over the tile, but there are those times. When it's like, oh no!
Well, you know, when you're putting the tile in, of course, you got the dirt rock, and then you've got the quarter inch of tile, and so on and so forth. So it goes up, you know,
half an inch to three quarters of an inch, just depending.
That's it.
Depending, right? And that's enough, folks. In case you haven't figured this out, this might be enough for you not to be able to get your dishwasher out without taking your cabinets up or cutting the dishwasher out, which is one thing, but then you have to get the new one.
Yeah, I got it.
And so it's not all anyway. So, these are things that we decided to have this conversation because of this particular job, but I have, you know, I've got several other ones that were in this job we're working on right now are very similar. So, hey, before we get into this a little bit more, folks, if you would please like and subscribe our shows. It helps get the word out. We hope you get some value out of this. If you have any questions, send us some email questions@handymanprosradioshow.com. For topics or whatever you'd like to hear about. Anyway, with that, Johnny, so that's one of them. What are some other things that we've run on? You had another one too that we're actually going to start working on this project, but the customer wants to stack their washing machine,
and so, you know, that brings up a whole bunch of things. You know, where's the electrical, where's the because you and I were talking about it yesterday, I think it was, you know, you got to get the water in to the washer, you got to get the water out of the washer.
Exactly. Or conversely, depending on which side you're going to, you've got to get plumbing in or plumbing, because the way that this one is set up is on they're side by side. So generally when you set up a side by side, you put the plumbing behind where you think the dish or the washing machine's going to go. We said dishwasher because that's what we were just talking about. But you put the plumbing behind where the washing machine is, and you put the electric behind where the dryer is, plus the vent to dry it, to push it out. And when you do that, the problem is, or not the problem, but in this situation, we haven't yet to have the conversation with the client. But if you plan on covering that space up, like in this case, I think they're probably going to put a cabinet or something in there, and I could be wrong, but we will find that out. But it's something that you have to think it through, because if I remember right, John, the outside wall of the room is on the right hand side, so the stacking washer and dryer will be on the right hand side, and in the what would be the middle of the room, and so this is cabinet, washer, dryer, and they want to stack the washer and dryer to the right hand side, basically. So we would have to probably move the plumbing over to the right hand side of the room, which is, again, it's not a big deal. But I don't know if they're prepared for that as far as what's involved.
Yeah, you know, so that's
cutting the walls and that kind of thing. So
yeah, so that's the new thing. This is, I think, the third one of these I've run across.
Yep.
You know, everybody's, you know, I guess we've gone from painting your house white to now stacking washing machines and dryers. And it's like, man, you know, some of these things are made to be stacked, obviously. And, you know, hey, you can do it, but you gotta, you know, that's kind of the crux of the show is you gotta think this
takes a bit of planning.
Gotta plan this and think it through, because you can really get yourself into a little bit more than just, you know, buying the stacking kit and then putting one on top of the other and be done with it. It's not that easy.
Well, it can be, or yeah, it can't be. It just requires some thought in advance. And again, and as I think I said this to you yesterday, if the client is not going to put anything in front of there and we can just run the plumbing over, that's fine. Like, if you're right, just going to put I don't know what they plan. We don't know yet.
I don't know either, but these are the kind of things. So, you know, folks, we're thinking this through ourselves.
we're actually thinking through the logistics of the job. Yeah, so we're thinking about the logistics of the job and then what their use case is.
Right.
Because if they're just going to put, like, say they're going to put a hang clothes rack up there, no problem. Who cares? You're going to hang clothes over the top of your plumbing connections. Not really that big a deal. But if they're going to put a cabinet there, then they're going to cover up those connections, and then it becomes an issue. It's just the whole purpose of this show is thinking things through and thinking through the things that you don't really think about. That situation with the dishwasher where they get tiled in, that's one it drives me crazy, John, because originally when homes get put in, they don't do that. That's not how it's done. They put the dishwasher in, and usually the floor is level going into the dishwasher. And if I'm doing my dishwashers, I put the floor in and put the dishwasher on top of the floor. I'm not one of those ones that says, oh, I'm not going to put the tile or the LVP or whatever I'm doing on the flooring back in under the dishwasher, like so many people don't do, which really annoys me, because you really want to anyway, it's a whole nother thing. You want a waterproof membrane up under there? I do anyway. Why not, right? You're putting water into your dishwasher. If it leaks, guess what? I want it on a non-permeable substance, you know. But particularly when somebody has a floor done after the house is built, then the contractors they don't think about it, because guess what? It's not part of their job, and they just aren't really thinking about it. And
it's just easier to just go straight across it and be done with it. I'll let you folks know what we come up with tomorrow. So
on the stacking washer and dryer,
what we do on the tile, I'm gonna have to cut that tile. And you know, probably just put in a little piece of trim on it. You know, I mean, that's, you know, you got to get these things in and out of there. I don't know, you know, what else to tell you.
Yeah. And it's just, when we talk about just take this to other projects, think about the whole picture, right? Are there plumbing connections? Are there water connections? What's your use case? Like, I had one, John, where somebody wanted to change the doorknobs on their home, and it wasn't a big deal, except that whoever put the doors in, the doors were really tight, and they went to put the new knobs in, and all of a sudden it hit the trim. You know, the doorknobs hit you couldn't close the door. And I was like, oh, no. Right? Because it was an older home, a really old home, actually. And the doorknobs were, you know, the old doorknobs are small.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
they're
right.
Smaller. And put a regular doorknob in, and all of a sudden, bam, you couldn't even close the door. And so what, you know, the solution was either put the old doorknobs back on or cut the trim. We ended up cutting the trim, which, honestly, it was not my preference, but they were insistent on wanting the new doors. I said, how about a lever door lock? Cause that's really small, right? You can turn it in. Nope. Didn't want to do that. Wanted to. Okay. All right. You know?
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I mean, but these are things that some of this stuff, you just have to think it through. You have to really put your mind on it and kind of just think it through and think about your use case.
Was that unique trim?
No, it wasn't. It was just doorstop trim, but
okay.
So now you're looking at your door trim, you know, when the door's open and it goes down, and then it's got a curve in it. Folks, if you're not looking at YouTube, you'll see me just making a half route, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's hokey. That's too bad. I wouldn't have done that. I don't like to mess with, I don't, you know, I guess that goes back to, you know, what's one of the first things that you know, I'll tell you what it is for me. It's one of the first things that I notice when I walk into a house is the trim.
Well, that's you.
Yeah, I just, Johnny,
you know, it's a surprise. Amongst
many things that I notice, my eyes always go to, you know, the trim work.
See, I always thought your first notice was, where's the bar?
Yeah, that's second. I would say that, you know, I look at that because that's a lot of finer work, if you will.
Yep.
You know, then I'll go to the cabinets and take a look at, you know, those kind of things. But, you know, you expect. But from the trim work, trim work can be one of those things where it's either going to be really, really nice, or it's going to be like, yeah.
No. It's an indication of quality in general.
Correct.
In the home build.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably a better way of putting it.
Well, it is in so many ways. You know, if the trim is done well, it generally means the rest of the home is done pretty well.
Guys did a good job for sure. But anyways, right. Yes. So, that's too bad to have to destroy trim like that. I guess, the other side of it.
And honestly, I gave them all the options that I could think of, and there weren't really, and they approved it. It wouldn't have been my choice. It wouldn't have been my choice. But
yeah.
Again, it's not my home, so I don't make those decisions. We both have recently done pedestal sinks, and folks, I got to tell you what, it's never simple. You know, pedestal sinks are challenging as far as just changing out the faucets and stuff. And just think those things through. Basically, when you need to change a faucet, you need to change a faucet. But understand that pedestal sink might have to be unmounted from the wall, which brings about a whole host of other potential issues. And I say potential. It just depends. It can be paint, and it can be some drywall work.
Well, I think that's something, speaking of that, it brings up another subject, and that is, you know, for you handymen out there that are going to start quoting or estimating jobs, you know, if you come into something like that, just be cognizant of, you can get yourself into a little bit more of a project than you were planning on.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, there's no doubt about that.
Let me pause you there. And I'll say that the other side of it is that, you know, if you're going to do that quoting and estimating of something like that, especially any faucets, take a look at what kind of faucets that they have. Get your inspection mirror out at a minimum and take a look underneath there before you give them a quote, because if there's some cheap faucets that have those fasteners and stuff in there, it could take you a lot of time to get those things off.
It just takes a lot longer than most people think. Yeah. And myself included, because I just did one and I was like, oh, this won't take very long. It was almost most of the day. I was a half day anyway, but it was most of the time that I spent more time doing that than I did all the rest of the to-do list combined. I was a little shocked. So was the client, a little shocked.
Well, let me just, since we're talking about that, I didn't think we were going to go there, but let's go there for a second. And that is that, you know, some of the cheap faucets out there have some really bad, cheap hardware that holds them, fastens them on.
Right. Right.
And, they can be a real bear to get off.
Especially after 20 years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can see videos all day long on YouTube or whatever. Hey, change your faucet in 30 minutes. You might want to rethink that. You know, because if you look at some of these things, and they have those just the little thin fasteners that screw up in there and squeeze this thing onto the porcelain stuff, they can be a real bear to get out, especially in really bad locations, like, you know, in some of those pedestal.
Yeah, pedestal sinks are really tight. So, it's always tight up underneath there. Yeah. It's really tight. And that's the key. Like, what tool are you going to use? And can you even get a tool in there sometimes is really the issue. And so, been there, done that, right?
So that's why that's my counsel for any of you guys out there that are going to quote on this. Make sure that you're going to bring the right tool, that you have the right tools in with you, you know, if you can foresee what this is. So if I can, once again, I'll have, you know, people, you know, if I always ask, can you send pictures
underneath, yeah.
pl- please. Yep. That helps me immensely. So, you know, it makes it easy on all of us.
Yeah, without a doubt. And that's just one example. But there's so many, you know, there's just so many examples of all of this sort of thing that you come in after the fact, like we do, you know, the dishwasher is a classic example. Mm-hmm. You come in and the thing's tiled in. And what appears to be a super simple project becomes this massively long, arduous challenge of a project for something that, and if you've misquoted it from a handyman side, if you've misquoted it, it's not so good. Johnny, we just did a shower door install, and we thought, you know, shower door install, okay, pretty simple, right? I mean, relatively simple, prepackaged Kohler, you know, shower door for a bath mm-hmm. insert. Basically should be, you know, a couple of hours long, two to three hours to do this job, and nothing majorly difficult, right? Until you find out that the wall is square going up to 4 feet, and then it takes a precipitous bend away from the other wall, leaving in 4 feet a half an inch gap at the top of the shower rails. And oh, by the way, those door rails need to be it has to be vertical,
right? Yeah.
And we were like, oh my God. I say we, cause it was myself and another guy. We're like, oh my God. Like, well, how are we going to fix this? Because it was engineering challenge isn't the right thing, but the wall was not square and the tile had just been done. I mean, just been done, and we did not do the tile.
It was lesson learned.
Right. So
yeah. And therein lies an issue.
Right. And we called the guy up. We said, what do you want to do? You know, like it's your client. We were basically subcontracting for the client. We're like, do you want to rip the tile down and fix the wall? And oh, by the way, why didn't you fix the wall when you
That's where I was getting at is, you know, what's the story there that should have been.
Here's the other side. After the fact, I looked at it. And of course the tiles in the corners, right? The tiles go up and they're all the same size. And then all of a sudden you see there's a precipitous cut in the tiles and they get wider and wider and wider as they go up. And I was like, oh my God, you know.
Okay. So, you know, since we're talking about that, that is one of those things where that should have been dealt with right up front. I don't know how anybody could in tile something like that. You know, creative tiling like that, I don't think that's doing anybody any good.
Didn't do anybody any favors.
And by the way, since you had the tile down and you're redoing it anyways, you know, you could have got somebody else, if it wasn't the tile guy, to square up that whole mess.
To square up the wall. And there's no way you didn't know it wasn't square.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You knew it.
You know, you knew it. I mean, we came on another wall, this project we're doing the other day, just here, coming again, this happens to be in a bathroom. The guy rebuilt the wall and he furred out the shower almost an inch, and the wall is not the door jams didn't meet. It's a long story, but I was like, I had to end up furring out the door an inch and a half to get everything to line up so that the drywall would be smooth over to the tile. This was an after the fact thing, but I was just like, how do you do this? Like, how do you even do that? Like, this, it took effort to do it the wrong way, right?
I think that, folks, you know, if you run into something like this, you have somebody working for you and the tile guy says, you know, I got some news for you that we need to, you know, we need to discuss here. I mean, don't take it like it's, oh my God, you know, to get it done right, get it fixed right. Because something like this is going to haunt you for years now.
Years.
Whether the wall is going to be moving because, you know, hot and cold issues and moisture content, you know, asymmetrical back and forth, you know, stuff like that's going to, you know, lend itself to cracking and, you know, all kinds of stuff that's going to be just a nightmare down the road. Just get it done, you know, just fix it right. Because, you know, if everything was down in the first place, it wouldn't have been that bad to fix.
No. And that's the statement. Like, that's the thing. We fixed this shower door by actually filling in the gap and caulking it with, we used a very high quality caulk, like to the tune of about $12 a tube, which is expensive, folks, if you don't know that. But still, it just does not look right.
But, no, it never will. It never will. And you're going to run into sealing problem, water seal type of thing.
Well,
issues.
Fortunately, it's opposite of the shower head. So at least it ended up being a repair a very non-standard repair. That's work I'm not particularly proud of.
Yeah.
I
think that the guy, I would have liked to talk to the tile guy, why did you even take that on? We've talked about this before, especially tiling a shower. Okay. That's we talk about, hey, if you've never done it before, don't do it. One of those type of things, because you really need to know what you're doing because it has a lot of implications down the road. Well, not like putting a backsplash up that doesn't look, professional, where that's not going to kill any, not going to hurt anything, but it's, you can fix it relatively just by busting it back out, not a shower. You're in for tens of thousands of.
And I just kind of want to wrap this up. Just because somebody is a contractor and they're a so-called, we've said this before, I'm going to say it again. Just because somebody's a contractor and they say they're a professional contractor and they've done, bunches and bunches of these jobs, folks, you got to get references and there has to be some kind of accountability here. This wasn't our job, so it wasn't something we said. We did contact the tile guy. We had him come over and take a look. We basically told him, what do you want to do? And he's like, let me talk to the customer, and blah, blah, blah. But we didn't own it at that point, which is fine. So we did the best we could without owning the project, and mm-hmm. I said, it's your call, bud. You're the one that, we didn't do this. You did this. We just came on it, And that shower door, by the way, was $1,000. It was not an inexpensive.
That's what I'm alluding to here is that, you're costing yourself a lot of money over a period of years now.
That's the thing. Think these things through. Think these things through. And if you're hiring a contractor, we did three shows on doing contractors, on hiring contractors. We go through the whole process. Don't just think because they're a contractor and they have a license that they actually know what they're doing. Because I can tell you, Johnny, and this does mm-hmm. not mean much of anything. But think these projects through. Think through all these little tiny details. And you don't think they're big, that they're that big a deal. They can be a big deal. They can be very costly, or they can take the other side is they can take a tremendous amount of time or be really dirty as well. If you have to cut drywall and do all that stuff, it's a mess. Just think it through, right? It's thinking it through. Johnny, the last time I got abducted, I had to think some things through, yeah, like, how do I get out of here? I need to get out.
Well, and then you were the statue at the Vatican, right? Dropped off by the aliens. Look, there's Larry.
All right. With that means the show's coming to an end. Please like and subscribe to our YouTube and podcast. Send us good reviews as well. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, it's questions@handymanprosradioshow.com. If you have topics that you'd like to hear about, let us know. We'll go from there. Johnny, wrap it up for us.
All right, folks. Have a great week. Thanks for listening to the Handyman Pros Radio Show, and we'll see you next time with the Handyman Pros Radio Show.